What's up, everybody? Matt Kajeski here, back again with the Osmo team, talking some Prize Picks action ahead of conference championships. Specifically, we will be talking the games on Saturday. We will give you four up, four down. But before we get started, make sure to hit that thumbs up button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when this and all other content goes live. Heading over to our friends at Prize Picks, we are going to take a look at four props today, and we are going to start with some passing yards. And this one actually is not a conference championship. You can find a nice edge in the makeup game between Cal and USC. Specifically, we are going to look at Jackson Dart over 248 and a half passing yards. First of all, USC is an underdog in this contest. That might be a surprise to some people, but both these teams are 4-7, and USC has kind of limped their way into the latter half of the season. Jackson Dart, he's expected to take over for Keaton Slovis again this week. He has a couple weeks already this year, and Slovis has returned to practice, but at a limited capacity. So we're still not projected to see Slovis here. But USC, they're a 4.5-point underdog. There's a healthy total in the game of 58, expecting some points to be scored. And then USC already runs 76 plays per game, well above average, and throws the ball 57% of the time. Jackson Dart has actually accumulated 300 yards twice this year, and his numbers are depressed not only because of games where he is split action, but he's also faced some pretty difficult matchups, and Cal does not project to be one of them. Again, Cal, a team that is already 4-7 in the year, not the strongest opponent. So we'll kick this off, not even in a conference championship, but Jackson Dart over 248 and a half passing yards. We're going to go to the run game next. And there's a player who's under-projected, and I honestly think you could do both sides of this game. Both Abram Smith and Jaylen Warren are pretty stark values. Abram Smith was over 100 yards in this previous matchup, and he only had 9 carries. Now he's been seeing around 20 per game. That was previous when they had a timeshare between Smith and Ebner. But actually, I think Jaylen Warren's is a little bit better than Abram Smith's. And honestly, you could bet the over on either of these, but Warren is under-projected given his role in the offense. It's 86.5 rushing yards for Warren. And again, this is a low-scoring, slow matchup. Both these teams, very run-heavy. The total's only 46.5. But Jaylen Warren has just handled a monstrous workload for this Oklahoma State team in the past. He had a 4-game stretch where he had over 30 touches per game, and then they went on a little bit of a skid. He got banged up a bit, and they played teams like Kansas where they just took their foot off the gas and were able to use some of their backups. But last week, Jaylen Warren, 18 carries. The only other running back that had a touch was Dominic Richardson, and he only had one. That suggests to me that Warren could be back to that monstrous workload we saw midseason. And perhaps his limited work was just a matter of they played some easy opponents and they dealt with a little bit of injury to Warren himself, but he appears to be fully healthy here. He averages 95 yards per game. And currently, if you project him for anywhere near to that previous workload, he should easily eclipse 86.5. Again, I like Abram Smith too, but as an underdog, I think Abram Smith's just a little bit less desirable than Warren in this game. So we're going to go with the Utah State transfer, the Oklahoma State back, Jaylen Warren, over 86.5 yards. And to close this out, we have a couple receiving props, one over, one under. And our first one, we are going to start with Pittsburgh and Jared Wayne. As soon as I can find it, I believe he's down on the board a little bit here. There he is. Jared Wayne, 46.5 receiving yards. Obviously, Addison projected for 104.5. He's the alpha for this team. But this is an explosive game environment. Pittsburgh is a 3-point favorite against Wake Forest in a game with a 72-point total. Kenny Pickett is averaging about 340 passing yards per game. Pitt is one of the pass-heaviest teams in the country, 54% pass rate. They are one of the fastest teams in the country, 80 plays per game. And Wake Forest is even faster, 81 plays per game. So this has shootout written all over it. Jared Wayne has worked as the wide receiver, too, without Taysier Mack in recent weeks, and there's no indication that Taysier Mack is going to return. Last week, Wayne only had 2 targets, and that was a bit of a fluky game where they kind of took their foot off the gas, but they used a lot of 2 tight ends in that game. Lucas Krull and Gavin Bartholomew had 7 and 5 targets respectively, whereas Wayne came in with just 2. However, in more pass-heavy environments, Jared Wayne is going to spike back up. Previously, he was averaging 8 targets per game in the 3 prior games before that 2-target performance in the season finale. He also played almost every single snap, participated in nearly all the routes. As the clear wide receiver 2 in the offense, Jared Wayne is a strong buy low right now with his 46.5 receiving yards. Last one here, we're going to go to an under, and this is in the Houston-Cincinnati game where we can find Jeremy Singleton. As soon as I can find the name on this card, He was projected for significantly more receiving yards than we're expecting in this contest. Here he is, 61.5. We're going to go under this, and there's a lot of reasons. One, Houston is a 10-point underdog against Cincinnati. Cincinnati has All-Americans in the backfield and on the edges, so they're built to defend the pass. They rush the passer very well. They defend the pass well. And then Jeremy Singleton is somebody who's emerged recently, and that is because of a Keyshawn Carter injury. We haven't seen an update on Keyshawn Carter's status, but if Carter were to return, I would expect Singleton to go back to a timeshare role. But either way, Nathaniel Dell is the alpha receiver, and Singleton is at best the wide receiver too. He's had 7 targets in each of the last 2 games, but he had 5 total targets in the 2 prior to that. His prop is elevated by recent performance, and I want to highlight he's been over 80 yards in 3 of the last 4 games. However, those came against SMU, Memphis, and UConn, and he hasn't had more than 5 catches in any individual game this season. So the average receiving yards per catch are phenomenal for him, but he's now going up against a stifling pass defense who's been able to contain better receivers than Singleton this year. The total's also low in this game at 53 points. And as Singleton working as the clear number 2, maybe even number 3, depending on Trahan and if Carter can return, under 61.5 receiving yards makes a lot of sense. But there's even more props available on Prize Picks. We're only going to talk 4 today. Let me know in the comments section who your favorite props are. Would love to hear it. I am Matt Gajewski on Twitter @Matt_Gajewski. Thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you again next time.